So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now your host, the man taking your health to a whole new level, Dr. Eric Berg.
Hey guys, I want to talk about fruit on a ketogenic diet. A lot of questions come up with that. The answer is no. Okay, let me explain why. It has too much sugar. Even an apple has 19 grams of sugar. That's a medium apple. They even came up with something called a Honeycrisp, which is only 20 years old, and they modified it to the point where it has tremendous amounts of fructose. If you consume that apple, it's incredibly sweet versus apples, the original apple, which is kind of very tart. Pineapples are very, very, very sweet. Wild strawberries are not very sweet. Wild blueberries are not very sweet compared to the ones you buy at the store. And you never, ever, ever want to consume fruit juices. Why? Because the fiber is bound to the phytonutrients. So you get rid of the fiber, you're getting rid of a lot of the nutrients. Plus, this juice is pasteurized, it's cooked. So anything that potentially could be left is pretty much killed, especially the enzymes in that fruit juice. So you're basically getting a concentrated fructose sugar. A lot of times they add corn syrup to it, right? So you don't want to give your kids the fruit juice. You can give your kids fruit because their metabolism is there and it can burn up pretty fast. Just as an adult, I wouldn't consume much fruit, especially if you're trying to lose weight. I recommend berries. That's fine if it's like in small amounts, 1/2 cup to 1 cup of berries per day. But I like to put it in the kale shake, and I think that's totally fine. Now, fructose itself, just so you know, the sugar, fructose, it can lead to insulin resistance, it can lead to a fatty liver, and it can spike your blood sugars even more than glucose. Okay? All right, thanks for watching. Hey, you probably already subscribed, but if you haven't, press this little button down below and I will keep you updated. Hey guys, I just put together something called my nutritional cheat sheet, okay? If you want to make sure you're getting all the right nutrients from your foods, I created a summary 2-page PDF that basically tells you all the nutrients and what foods you need to eat to get those nutrients. So click the link below and get it downloaded instantly.